So I love listening to a good story. And one of my favorite storytellers before he had a stroke was Ram Dass. Anybody ever heard of Ram Dass? Oh, you're so young. Okay, here we go. Ram Dass. Timothy Leary. Have you heard of Timothy Leary? No. Okay, Richard Alpert and Timothy Leary were two professors at Harvard University. The only two that ever got fired because they were doing psychedelic research with LSD on divinity students. And one of the tests was to give divinity students on Easter half LSD and half a placebo to see if there was any difference. And you know what they figured out? There was a difference. Because half the group was just tripping, you know. So Richard Alpert went to India and found a guru and became Ram Dass. He chose the spiritual path. And Tim Leary got arrested and was put in jail and all sorts of stuff. So here we have two people doing pretty much the same thing, but going in completely different directions. So as Ram Dass, he used to give the best talks and he'd have the best stories. And I would buy all the cassette tapes. This is before streaming or CDs. And I have all the cassette tapes and I'd stay up at night listening to him talk about usually himself and the mistakes he would make. He was always the fall guy in his own talks. And I remember one of his talks was just special. He came back from India and he was in San Francisco. And he was going to give a talk in his auditorium. And it was filled with guys wearing white clothes with big beards and long hair and women who were wearing colorful outfits and tie-dyes and stuff. And so it was his audience. But there was this little old lady sitting right in the front. She had these professional lace-up shoes on and a little straw hat with fake fruit. And she was right there. And so Ram Dass would go and he'd tell stories like I told stories today about, you know, biggest hallucination and we're never there and da-da-da-da. And the woman kept nodding as if she understood what the heck he was saying. And this blew him away. How does she know? He said to himself. So at the end of his talks, I had a chance to see two of them live, people would line up to hug him and say, thank you for a great talk. So she got in line, and she was just getting ready to hug him, and Ram Dass said, I got to ask you. She said, yes. Did you know what I was saying? Did you understand what I was talking about? She said, yes. He said, how do you know? How do you know those things? She said, I crochet. So there are many ways to take a spiritual path. There are many ways to alter your consciousness.